From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Wednesday, August 5th.
Coming up, the Stonewall Alliance Center in Chico is facing funding pressures due to the state's Proposition 1. We'll have what it means for LGBTQ+ services.
Also, the men accused of taking two Forest Service workers hostage in Siskiyou County last month appeared in federal court this week. We'll have more from the arraignment hearing.
And a string of roadside fires in Paradise could have been worse if community members didn't spring to action. We'll have more from the police investigation.
But first, Glenn County is reporting the North State's first known West Nile virus death this year. NSPR's Andre Bayek reports officials say virus activity is unusually high.
The person lived in southern Glenn County, though no additional information was given. West Nile spreads through the bite of an infected mosquito. Most people never develop symptoms. But in rare cases, the virus can attack the brain and nervous system, especially in older adults or people with certain health conditions. The death comes as state tracking shows West Nile is being detected across the region, including two human cases in Butte County and infected mosquitoes in Yuba, Glen, and Shasta. There is no vaccine for people. Health officials recommend insect repellent, limiting time outside around dawn and dusk, and draining standing water. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
The father and son charged with holding two Forest Service workers hostage in Siskiyou County last month have pleaded not guilty. 49-year-old Joseph Charles Henriksen and 23-year-old Phoenix Henriksen entered the pleas Monday in federal court. They both face kidnapping charges, while the father faces additional weapons and assault allegations. Prosecutors say they face the possibility of life in prison if convicted. The case is proceeding toward trial, with a status update set for November 30th.
The Stonewall Alliance LGBTQ+ Center in Chico is under financial pressure after its $120,000 contract with Butte County ended on July 1st. The cut is tied to California's Proposition 1, which shifted county mental health money toward housing and treatment for people with the greatest needs. That's left less money for prevention and outreach. Stonewall Director Justina Sotelo says savings are covering basic services.
We can provide our minimal services for the next fiscal year, but we are in need of replacement for those fundings after the fiscal year.
Stonewall provides services like suicide prevention, support groups, and trainings. Sotelo shares concerns the center could close.
That's definitely a fear that many folks have, including myself and folks on staff. We want to not just see Stonewall keep its doors open, but we want to see Stonewall continue to serve its community and as well grow, right, and thrive.
Stonewall will ask residents today which services they want to see going forward.
Moving to fire danger. Police say a string of roadside fires Monday evening in Paradise could have been worse without the help of bystanders. Paradise police say they responded to five different fires along Clark Road, and at least two may have been started by thrown-away marijuana cigarettes. Community members stepped in to help control the fires, which police say sparked during a heat wave that's drying out the landscape. The department urges people not to throw cigarettes from cars and to secure chains while driving.
And moving to state news, at least two people have died in connection to an outbreak of cyclospora cases linked to iceberg lettuce. But health and agricultural experts in California say the state's produce remains safe to eat and are urging people to do so. Ryan Jacobson heads the Farm Bureau in Fresno County, which is home to hundreds of crops, including lettuce and other leafy greens. He says the industry has stepped up efforts to make sure its produce is safe.
California now for almost two decades has been operating under the Leafy Greens Marketing Agreement. That's where the industry stepped up and was arguably more proactive than any federal or state regulation. And they came up with protocols on the food safety side of things, from everything from the growing process to the processing to the store.
The agreement was set up after a 2007 E. coli outbreak linked to fresh spinach that sickened 200 people in California, three of whom died. Jacobson says ongoing consumer concerns have hit local farms, with fields going unharvested because of a drop in market demand.
A California law meant to help identify content generated by artificial intelligence went into effect this weekend. CAP Radio's Chris Feltz has more on the First in the Nation legislation.
Large AI systems that serve over a million monthly users will now have to include embedded disclosures known as provenance data in any audio, images, or video content. Free public detection tools must also be made available. Companies that don't comply with the law face a $5,000 fine per violation. Democratic State Senator Josh Becker represents Silicon Valley and is co-author of the bill. He says he thinks of the legislation as a digital nutrition label.
Helps people understand where that content came from, who created it, and has it been manipulated using artificial intelligence. The goal is to give Californians the information that they need to decide what to trust.
Becker says AI content has proliferated in recent years, leading to election disinformation, scams, and abusive deepfakes. A second phase of the bill, starting January 1st, would require large online platforms to read the data and surface it to users. It comes as the European Union's own AI regulations took effect. Chris Feltz, CAP Radio News.
And staying on AI, NSPR will be covering an AI data center discussion at the Butte County Water Commission meeting today. County officials say they haven't received an application or project proposal, and the meeting is to discuss rules around data centers. We'll have updates on all things considered this afternoon and morning edition and this podcast tomorrow.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, August 5th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. See you tomorrow.